Okay, my name is Ernest. I am a vocal coach and the founder of Standard Vocal Arts Academy. It's another episode, and yes, let's dive into what we have for today without talking too much, because I hope God helps me that I stop talking too much before going into what I have to say. Yesterday we talked about head voice versus falsetto, and it was really, really amazing. I introduced to you mixed voice. I said we're going to be talking about that today. Yeah, it is. Mixed voice. So mixed voice, what exactly is mixed voice? Does this really mean that our voice actually can mix? I mean, mix. Can you hear the word mix? That means something is actually going to stir together or something. Mix. Okay, like we said earlier, these are terms, but they actually have meanings. To some extent, they actually mean something, right? So let's just get to it. Mixed voice. Does our voice really mix? No. Come on. Like you said, it's one voice. So if your voice is going to be mixing, that means we're trying to say we have one voice and another voice coming together and mixing to form one. But like we said, it's one voice. So normally, the voice doesn't really, you know, mix, because it is not two voices, but just one voice. And one cannot mix itself. It has to be more than one. So, going by the lame terms, no, our voice doesn't mix. But let us get to understand why we even use this word mix and what exactly it means. Mixed, mix, mix. Some call it mix, some call it mixed voice, and all of that. But what is a mixed voice? You know, we've talked about chest voice, we've talked about head voice, these two registers. And we talked about the chest voice being the foundation of the speaking of the singing voice, and every singer must learn and sound amazing with this register, not just always going for something high. Then we talked about the head voice, right? Now, the mixed voice, what we understand as a mixed voice, is simply the combination of these two registers, chest voice and head voice, mixed together, creates a mixed voice. Now, let me say it again. We don't have more than one voice where you say they mix. These are just terms. But logically, I think they create some sort of ideas in the head that we just need to know about. So, it is simply the mixture of the head voice and the chest voice. Okay? Now, but how can we actually mix this sound with this sound? How possible is that? Well, let me tell you about it. Now, these two sounds are actually created by the different vibratory pattern, and that is why they are called registers. Same as this mixed voice, it has its own vibratory pattern. And this works when the head voice and the chest voice actually mix. But before we can understand the mixed voice, we need to get the science of it, because it's by the science you can actually understand how this is created. Mixed voice is gotten when we bring this head voice and chest voice together. That is, the head voice is created by the stretched vocal cords or vocal folds. And there is this muscle that stretches the vocal folds. It is called the cricothyroid muscles, as some call it cricothyroid muscles. They stretch the vocal folds for high notes. They make your sound thin out. Then we have the thyroarytenoid muscles from these muscles. That is how much your thyroarytenoid muscles is engaged and how much your cricothyroid muscles are engaged. Now, if you're singing with totally very high rate or high percentage of the thyroarytenoid muscles, you'll definitely be producing a chest sound. That is, hey, you, this is a chest sound. Now, when you're singing with a very high percentage of the cricothyroid muscles, the cricothyroid muscles are going to be stretching the cords, so you'll be creating something really, really thin. Now, when you now bring about some engagement of the thyroarytenoid muscles into where we have the cricothyroid muscles. That is, I am using the cricothyroid muscles for my head voice. This is it, my cords are stretched. Now, I want to bring in a bit. I want to bring in the Tyra retained muscles in or strength into that thin sound to add, you know, just the mixture of the thin sound and a powerful sound together. So you create something in between. So light thin sound, powerful sound. Let's get back to the lights. Light thin sound. Whoa. It is light. It is heady. My cores are stretched. Now let's bring in this thickness, this tighter internal muscles, this strength into that thin sound.
I am creating a thin sound. I am creating more powerful sound.
Now, maybe not as powerful as it is, because something is definitely wrong, actually. I will not state that, but, you know, we handle a lot of performances and we need a lot of rest as well. So, as you can just see that, we're having the thin sound, the heady sound, and we're now trying to bring in this powerful sound into that heady sound, thereby helping with strength and flexibility, which is strength for the chest sound and flexibility for the heady sound, creating a mixed sound. That then is the mixed voice. Now that mixed sound is very free because you're having strength and flexibility mixed together. You're able to sing so stretched with that strength, that power in it, and that is what creates this mixed voice. Now, in as much as yes, we as well have resonance come in play, because there is also this shift of resonance when we do all of these registers. But let's not talk resonance, and let's just understand in simple terms that it is just having your head voice, first of all, your head voice, and then bringing in that strength, that chesty sound into it. So I hope you're getting it. Now let's get straight to the next one. What exactly are the types of this mixed voice? Well, we have this head dominant mixed voice, or which we can call the heady mix, and we have this chest dominant mixed voice, which we can call the chester mix. Yeah, you heard me well. The head dominant, heady mix, and chest dominant, chester mix. Now, how do we mean? Head dominant simply means it is the heady sound is actually dominating. That is the cricothyroid thyroid muscles actually what is dominating and dominant at that point. Might work? I don't know. Actually, what is dominating at that point? It is having dominion of that sound. So that is why you're going to be having some more heady sound in that mix. Now, not like it is not mixed, but it is going to be having more heady sound, right? That is why you can see, or you can hear people like Jay Moss just going from in songs like "Not Gonna Be Afraid No More," "If You Don't Live Here No More." It's kind of funny, amazing, lovely songs. And you're asking, how is he doing this thing? But he's using some sort of heady mix because the cricothyroid muscles or the head sound is actually having more dominion there. Then when you now have a chesty mix, this is where the thyroid retained muscles, the chesty and the powerful and the strength sound takes more dominion compared to the stretched heady sound. All right, so this one, if that chesty sound is actually taking more dominion, then it's not be sounding so chesty. And this is where you can get the belts that we have from Whitney when she does "And that is it." She's actually having that chestiness come in play, and yes, resonance as well. But now when you have this, you can see the mix in it now, right? The heady having more dominion, but the chesty is actually there. It's mixing. The chesty having more dominion, but the head is actually there. It's mixing as well. So that is what brought about this mixed voice. Mixing this sound and this sound together to create something that can actually make you sing well. Now, before I leave, I need you to know that this mixed register is actually the register that you want to be using to sound very strong as you go higher. So many of you make this mistakes of when you want to go higher, you now, you know what, pull that chest voice and start to shout and yell, and that's the only way you can do it, and then you go crying, "Oh, my vocal folds, oh, my throat." Now, that is actually wrong. The mixed voice is very flexible and it stretches the chords. Yes, we have the Cricket are not stretchy chords, but you know, there's this mixture, so it's not that stretched, but it's a bit, you know, it's shorter. Now, creating that powerful sound, but not pulling that chest voice. It's creating that powerful sound, but not pulling that chest voice. So when you want to sing high notes, you need to learn to develop this register, which is a process. Like I said, it takes time, consistency to develop this register and start to use it for those freaking high notes. And trust me, you'll be so glad you ever had it. So that's it on mixed voice. We still have more to talk about though, so stay tight.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Moving on, our quote for the day is "The only truth is music" by Jack Kerouac. I'm not sure I pronounced that well, but our song for today is "Stronger" by Kerry Clarkson. I really do hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you've not followed us on Spotify and on Audio Mac, the handle is The Making Musical Quantum Leaps, and on YouTube is at Aiden School of Sounds. You're welcome.